This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. We have a great broadcast lined up for you, and we have an incredible story from Altus, Oklahoma, concerning their state championship football team. It's an amazing story, what's happening in Altus. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great broadcast, and you don't want to miss any part of this broadcast today. Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio a friend of mine, Mitch McLaughlin from Altus, Oklahoma. And Mitch is the head athletic trainer at Altus High School. He is also the sports medicine director, is a teacher there in the school system. And he attended Western Oklahoma State College, Oklahoma University, graduated from Southwestern Oklahoma State University as director, and is currently working on his master's degree. He also provides medicine care for professional rodeo athletes. He's an ordained campus pastor at Family Life Church in Altus. He and his wife, Jandy, have two children. They love the outdoors. And Mitch is a man of many talents. And Mitch, it's great to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pretty awesome morning. Get to talk to you. It's always awesome.
Well, I thank you very much. It's good to have you in my life. And I've been wanting to have you on to talk about the Altus football team, which you have been a part of that coaching staff for how many years?
This is my ninth year.
Oh, wow.
It's been an amazing 9 years. It goes by really quick.
Yeah, I know you love sports, and I know you love football. Tell me, there's a very interesting story that I want you to talk about here on BPN and how God can work, and then we're gonna do some praying before you get off. But tell us the story of what happened to the Altus High School football team this past year, and your journey all the way to the state championship.
I tell you, it's been unbelievable. I mean, I can't even begin to describe that word, unbelievable year. Here in the region of Southwest Oklahoma, I tell you, this football season goes way beyond a football season. If any of the listeners out there are even remotely familiar with where Altus, Oklahoma is located, we're considered the armpit of Southwest Oklahoma. In the summer times, it's 115 degrees and winds blowing 30 mile an hour straight out of the south. And in the winter time, it's freezing cold and the wind's blowing 30 mile an hour straight out of the north. And it may be warm on another day and cold on the next, and earthquake one day and tornado the next. But, you know, this, yeah. I tell you, this area of Oklahoma has been just absolutely in a drought. A physical drought, mm-hmm. for a period of 8 to 10 years, just no rain, no moisture, mm-hmm. No nothing. I mean, wow. And that affects people. It affects their pocketbooks. It affects their psychology. I mean, it affects everything.
Right.
And I tell you, this past spring, this past year, our city of Altus, some of the leaders here, some of the pastors here have united together to begin to pray, to petition God, mm-hmm. send the rain, God. It's mm-hmm. dry. Our people are dry. Our land are dry. Uh-huh. And our lakes were dry. Our lake here in southwest Oklahoma, Lake Altus Lugert, was at 9% water capacity. Mm. All of the fish were dead. The lakes were dead. I mean, there was life was not good here. Mm-hmm. And when we began to pray together corporately, to fast together corporately mm-hmm. here in the city of Altus, we had a prayer walk here. All the churches in the town of Altus gathered together, began to pray together. Uh-huh. We walked around the city of Altus, almost like the walls of Jericho.
Wow!
And began to pray as leaders, as townspeople together. Uh-huh. And literally, in the month of, I believe it was April or May, the skies opened up, and our lake in 4 days went from 9% capacity to 109% capacity, and rains and floods. And I mean, most people, they're afraid of that. People were walking outside looking up in the air saying, what's this falling from the sky?
And it's amazing.
I say all of that, you're saying, well, I thought he was wanting to talk about football season, but it all started with that. We here at Altus High School this past year, we had a gentleman from South Central Oklahoma by the name of Jeremy Reed, who was hired as our head football coach and athletic director here, and came in mid-season and had brought a new mentality to this school, and he brought a mentality called the brotherhood and family, mm-hmm. and he utilizes a coaching system within his kids, within his coaching staff, what they call the three-dimensional coach. Mm-hmm. And basically its basis are, if you can touch the heart of that kid, touch the heart of that coach, then outside of just being his coach and being his teacher, you've developed a relationship deeper, more spiritual than anything could ever have happened. Mm-hmm. And when our kids bought into that, we ended up having you know, some fortune. We went from 2 years ago. He came last year. Year before that, we started out, we were 3-8 and had been 3-8 for four consecutive seasons here at Altus. And when he moved here, his first year here, the program went 8-3 and made it to the playoffs for the first time in 10 years or 15 years. I can't remember exactly.
That's amazing.
And this past year, beginning the season, we had an All-American athlete who had been at school here, transferred back. He had moved to Florida to go to the IMG Academy and transferred back here, one of the top tailbacks in the state of Oklahoma, by the name of Taven Burdeau, just a wonderful kid. And, as the season began, just the excitement, the buy-in from the town, people, there was a buzz in the town of what was going on with our football program. People could sense that there was something different with our coaching staff, something different with our kids. As the season rolled on, we got in by game five. We played the number one team in the state, which is Lawton MacArthur, which is just 60 miles from here, and one of the most unbelievable games I'd ever been a part of. And we ended up getting beat 21-19 and had an opportunity to win the game by a field goal at the end of the game. And kid missed the field goal to win the game. And so anyways, best way I can explain this, long story short, we ended up beginning the playoffs with one loss. I believe we were 9-1 when we began the playoffs, with our only loss coming from a missed field goal at the end of a game. And we drew Guthrie, who was a 5A powerhouse year in and year out. They came here and we steamrolled them the first round of playoffs. second round of playoffs, we ended up going to Coweta, Oklahoma, which is 4.5 hours. It's complete opposite corner of the state. And up by Tulsa and played Coweta, steamrolled them, beat them by, I believe, 24 points. And made it to the semifinal, played Bishop McGinnis at Oklahoma City, and ended up beating them by two touchdowns in the semifinals, and ended up drawing Collinsville school for the state championship in UConn, Oklahoma. And, you know, pretty amazing day for a community. I tell you, we ended up that morning, we left here, and we left here at about 7 that morning and ended up at UConn around 11. And when we pulled up to the stadium, there were over 10,000 Altus fans who had traveled.
And what is the population of Altus?
Well, you kind of have to divide the population with having the Air Force base here. Populations, I would say, probably around 25,000. Then with the Air Force base, you probably got probably a grand total of about 30, 35,000 people living here. So it reminded me of the movie Friday Night Lights, you know, Odessa and Permian, where they literally shut the town down to go play football.
Yeah.
And literally Altus became a ghost town that Saturday. And, everybody loaded up. The Navy and white machine was rolling its way towards UConn. And literally when the buses pulled up, you know, it was just unbelievable to see the sight. It was just unbelievable when we got off the buses. But, man, getting into the game itself and kind of the whole purpose for this whole long story, I apologize for all of the pre-story to get to the meat part. But
it's okay.
Telling you, just an amazing day. We got there. And, of course, my job as the athletic trainer – ultimately is to make sure all of our athletes are in, you know, in great health condition. I have 12 student trainers that work underneath me, with all of our athletes. We do anything from, injury rehabilitation to injury evaluation to, taping and stretching and hydration and nutrition and all that kind of stuff. And so anyways, we get all of our kids taped up for the game and go out, do our warm ups, and, you know, the bright lights are on. You've got your college recruiters from University of Oklahoma over there and other big universities watching these players. Game starts out the beginning of the game. We score, get up 7-0, end up, I think we had a 14-0 lead at one point. Collinsville comes back, scores, ties it up. 14-14, I believe. And right before half, with about 10 seconds left, we had the ball and coach decided he was going to send our field goal kicker out, try and kick a field goal into the wind. Wind was blowing probably, I don't know, 25, 30 mile an hour. It was a pretty steady gust. And the kid goes out. His name is Gabe Barton. One of the most unbelievable kids I've ever met in my entire life. I've known him since he was a kid. Mm-hmm. Christian family, just an amazing family.
Yeah.
Anyways, he goes out and he goes to kick the field goal and he misses it wide right. And of course, this is his time expires. And so he misses it as the clock expires and everybody runs off the field. I just kind of kept my eye on him the whole time as we were walking in to the locker room at halftime. And when we walk in, all the rest of the team goes in the locker room and I see Gabe and he's sitting down out in the hallway. He's got his helmet set next to him. And, bless his heart, the kid may weigh 110 pounds dripping wet. He's about a bigger pinky, but, he's sitting there in the hallway and I waited and all the coaches went into the locker room and started talking to the team. And Gabe was just sitting out in the hallway. This is a senior kid who's got unbelievable leadership skills, just amazing kid. And, I still, to this very second, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't question why. But I just felt impressed to go over to him. And I walked over to him, and he was sitting there on the floor, and I just sat down beside him. And I said, Gabe, I said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I said, but I feel like for some reason that you're going to get an opportunity to kick the winning field goal to win this game. And he looked up at me and he said, Mitch, you're crazy. Do you know that? And I said, well, I've been told that time to time. And I said, I don't mean to tell you that to make you any more nervous or to make you feel bad that you just missed that one. I said, but I realize that you're down and that you're upset right now that you missed that field goal. I said, but there's just something pressing for me to tell you. And the only thing I can tell you is wait and watch. And he said, hey, leave me alone. You're making me nervous. And I said, all right, I'm going to leave you alone. What? Wait and watch. That's all I can say is wait and watch. Something's going to happen. You're going to get an opportunity. So I didn't say any more to him. And, of course, ever said anything to him, and he gets up, puts his helmet on, and he walks back out onto the field. This is still halftime, and typically at halftime, about 6-8 minutes left to go before half or before they go back out to warm back up, Gabe goes out and usually kicks practice field goals. Mm-hmm. So I watched him. He left, went on out. I went, took care of some other stuff. And as we were walking back out on the field, I walked over to him. And he just was shaking his head. And I said, what? He said, today is not my day. And I said, why? He said, well, I kicked 10 field goals just now. And I said, well, how many did you hit? He said, I hit 5 out of 10. I said, well, hey, that's 50%. I said, uh-huh. That's better than what I do. I said, was you kicking with the wind to your back or the wind in your face? He said, well, I was kicking it into my face. He said, because that's what I missed just a minute ago. And I said, well, head up. You're going to get an opportunity. He said, don't say anything more to me. I said, all right. So third quarter goes along, and at the end of the third quarter, it's tied up. I think it was 21-21. And our quarterback, who's also our defensive back, ends up Collinsville's got the ball on our 3-yard line, and the quarterback calls an audible at the line of scrimmage, and he goes to make a pass to a wide receiver, and our cornerback intercepts it and runs it back 103 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
Of course, Gabe, now we're up six. Gabe has to go out to kick the extra point. So he goes out to kick the extra point, and the wind's in his face again. So we're looking at about a 20-yard extra point try. So quarterback, who's also the holder, has just ran back a ball 103 yards. He's winded. When the ball snapped, quarterback drops the ball, and he tries to tilt it back up. When Gabe kicks the ball, he kicks it wide right and misses again. So he comes over to the sideline, and he's looking at me as he's coming off, and he's got tears in his eyes. He says, I can't win for losing, Mitch. He said, today's not my day. I said, Gabe, I told you a little while ago to wait and watch. You're going to get an opportunity here in a minute to win this game. He said, Mitch, how crazy are you? I said, I don't know. I keep feeling impressed to tell you this, Gabe. You're going to get an opportunity. So third quarter ends, fourth quarter ends, or fourth round, and ball game goes back and forth. They tie it up. We go up by 7. Tie it up again, and we get the ball. They score to tie it up at 28 all with 3 minutes left to go in the game. So they kick the ball off to us, and I turn and look when they kicked the ball off to us. We returned it to about 35, and I looked down the sidelines, and I saw Gabe, and he was down there, and he was practicing. We've got a field goal net on the side. Mm-hmm. And he's down there, and that boy, he's kicking till his heart is content because he's wanting to make sure that he doesn't screw up and miss. Uh-huh. He's down there practicing, kicking and kicking and kicking. And I looked down there at him, and I just smiled at him real big. And he just shook his head like, And I looked at him again, and I yelled at him, and I said, "Wait and watch." And he just ducked his head, and he kept kicking. So our offense is out on the field, and I'm watching the clock, and the stadium's going crazy. And he's starting to kind of feel that there's going to be an opportunity, something happen. So we're moving the ball down the field. Clock's running. 13 seconds. We've got the ball on on the Collinsville 30-yard line, or 34-yard line, excuse me. And quarterback spikes the ball with 3 seconds left on the clock. And I'm paying attention to what's going on the field. And I've got my back to the sideline, and I feel this hand come up on my shoulder. And I turn around, and it's Gabe. And he looks at me with tears in his eyes, and he says, "Mitch, I need you to lay hands on me right now and pray over me." He said, "Because I am scared to death."
Wow.
And, you know, as a school teacher, you know, you've heard of instances throughout the year where a coach, you know, has led prayer and with the football team, and he's caught ridicule for everything.
Yeah.
You know, that he's trying to stand for in God's eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I just looked at Gabe, and I tell you what, I lost it emotionally. I lost it. And I just laid hands on that boy, and I began to pray. And the only thing that I could remember about the prayer, what I said, I was crying half the time I was praying. But I said, "Lord, give this boy a heart of a titan, a man of strength, to take away any fear that he might have, and that he walk in your ultimate peace right now as he goes out to take down a giant." And the whole time that this is happening, I had no clue that there's a gentleman standing about 15 foot behind us with a camera and snaps a picture of this moment when I'm praying over this kid.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize it, but two of my student trainers who work with me on a daily basis are laying hands on me, are laying hands on this kid. And two of the other football players are laying hands on them as well.
That's amazing.
And we just begin to, I mean, we're praying over him, and I said, "Amen." And that was like that boy put on a knight's shining armor, and he walks out onto the field and lines up for a 40-yard field goal. And as he snaps the ball, he kicks the ball up through the uprights, and it's good. But what we didn't know was a whistle was being blown right as he kicked it, and the opposing coach had called a timeout to ice him. So the kick didn't count.
Oh.
How many of you had that happen to you where you did something and it was good, but it didn't count?
Oh, wow. What a feeling.
So Gabe walks over to the side, and he looks at Coach Reed, and Coach Reed said, he said, "Gabe, we've got all the belief in the world." He said, "You know what? No matter whether you hit this field goal or not, I'm going to love you. And you're an amazing kid, and you're an amazing son of God. And no matter what happens, know that you're loved, and this is going to be one of the most amazing things and amazing testimonies that will ever happen to you."
Uh-huh.
He looked over at me. He said, "Mitch, I got this." He walked back out there, and with the wind blowing 30 mile an hour at his back, that boy kicked a 40-yard field goal to win the 5A state championship. And first state championship in 41 years in the history of Alex football.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, it was one of the most amazing things. All I could do is lift my hands to the air and in tears and in awe of a mighty God who just that culminating moment goes back all the way to me. To what type of drought that our region, our community, our people, and even our kids had been through,
uh-huh.
and when that game was over, that boy took off running. Look, like you've been set free now. Took off running, and boy, he come and he tackled me, and we just cried and we just prayed. And still to this very second, he's going to be walking in. I'm in my office right now. He'll be walking in here in probably the next 15-20 minutes, and we when we see one another, we tear up, we cry, we'll give each other a hug and just praise God together. And after the game, I went, and of course there was a mob of people out on the field, and I went and found his mom and his dad, who are both amazing people, and I told them what had happened. And the mom told me, she said, "You don't know how peaceful of a feeling that I have knowing that there are people, coaches, and people like you who aren't afraid to let the light of God that's inside of them shine, no matter whether it's in public or wherever, that that you're going to take care, that you're going to minister to my child, and that you're going to support my kid and love my kid unconditionally." You know, that means a lot as a teacher, as as a professional, to hear a parent say those kind of things to you. And it's just been amazing what God has done using, you know, sports, using coaches, using people. And I'm telling you, this this past season and the story of Gabe Barton, you know, will be a legacy here at Altus for the rest of his life. And you know what I didn't realize is later on that night I got home, and when we got into town that night, everybody, all 10,000 and more, when we rolled into Altus that night, we had a highway patrol escort from Snyder, Oklahoma, which is about 6 miles out west, or excuse me, east of Altus. We had a highway patrol escort. When we pulled into town, all of our kids got off the bus with the state championship trophy, and they walked with that trophy a mile and a half down the middle of the road with both with people. My mother and father-in-law are pastors here. I'm parents, and just the whole community on the side of the road, and the kids. It was just an amazing thing to see the unity, how people would come together. And if you talk to people here in the community here in Altus, there used to be signs all over the roads and people in front of their houses that said "Pray for rain." And when you drive around to those houses now, there's all these signs that said "Praise for the rain." It's amazing. It's amazing what God has done.
Mitch, what an incredible story. I mean, it's almost like a fairy tale, but we know it's not. Because but what an ending for this young man, and a culmination of an incredible season, a football state football championship in Oklahoma, rain, and all of that amazing happenings there in that 1 year's time. And it all started with just people praying together, right? Churches praying together, pastors praying together.
Amen. You're right. You're so right. I'm telling you, and of course, I'm sure you've spoke with my mother and father-in-law, Pastor Jan and Cindy Oden.
Yeah.
You know, there's just more amazing things that's happening with the people here in this community, in this part of the world, you know.
Yeah. I had them on, and they told me the story about the building. I mean, it sounds like that one, someone told me that one miracle makes room for another miracle. So I believe that's what's happening. Hey, I want to break in and let everybody know you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. BPN Radio is a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, and we're believing God for incredible happenings, like has been happening there in Altus, Oklahoma. If you just joined us, I've been having my special guest today, my friend Mitch McLaughlin, who's from Altus, Oklahoma. And he's been married for 8 years to his beautiful wife, Jandy. They have two children. And Mitch is he's a 33-year-old certified athletic trainer, teacher, and sports medicine director at Altus High School in Altus, Oklahoma. And he's also there working with a football team that has won the state championship. And is in part, he's a part of a great church there that I've ministered at on several occasions there in Altus. And wow, it's just great to have you on today, Mitch, and to hear all the wonderful things that God is doing. I mean, this is an incredible story. And I understand that didn't the picture appear in the newspaper of you praying, or?
Yeah, you know, that's the other part that blown me away. I see this picture just in some of the oddest places that you would never think that you would see this picture. I had a gentleman, matter of fact, I believe he's the leader of our Chamber of Commerce here in Altus, come up to me two nights ago at a basketball game. And we had our football banquet this past Sunday evening. Uh-huh. And they auctioned off they were trying to raise $40,000 to help raise money to help purchase all of our athletes, coaches, and fortunately myself a state championship ring for the season. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it, but they had that picture blown up into I guess it was a 20x30 picture of me praying with that kid or with Gabe. Uh-huh. And he said, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know I bought that picture, and I had Gabe autograph that picture, and I want you to autograph it. We're going to put it up in our Chamber of Commerce building here in Altus." And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty cool."
What? Yeah. What an incredible testimony that is. And you know, evidently you just had a word of knowledge, or you had a prophetic word. You had revelation about exactly. Him kicking that field goal, or you saw it in your spirit. And of course that goes right down, that's down my alley, because I believe that one word from God can just change, can change a person, can change a football team, can change a city. And what a testimony of what God can do. Just one word from God. And Gabe finally got an agreement with you and kicked that field goal, which is, I mean, that's a long field goal to be kicked in a college university, but in a high school, that really is amazing. Even if you got the wind to your back, of course, that's a great testimony too, that you have wind to your back. Yeah.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing what the power of prayer can do. And it really appears that God is blessing the town, the city of Altus, Oklahoma. Some incredible things happening. And I'm so thankful that you have got to be a part of that. And you've made history. I'm sure that picture, Mitch, is going to be around for many years to come. Well, we're running out of time, but I want you to pray however the Holy Spirit wants you to pray. I know that I'm believing God. I mean, we have 30,000 towns and cities in America. And I have the opportunity here at BPN Radio to, through internet, through a smartphone that people carry around to, you know, I've got an entrance there for people to listen. And I'm just believing God for revivals and spiritual awakenings in all 30,000 towns and cities. So I believe that God can turn around a person, a church. He can turn around a football team. He can turn around the city. So I'm going to have some prayer music, Mitch, and you just pray however the Holy Spirit leads you.
Okay.
Go for it.
Father God, I just love you, and I thank you for all the amazing things that you're doing in my life, and Father, everyone else who is listening out there. Father, I just ask that you continue to to speak to your people. God, I just pray that that you just continue to bless each and every one of the people here in my community, here in Altus, in our church, God, all over the world. I just petition them, Father, that they begin to pray, to fast, to give, to seek your face, Father, to fall humbly on their knees, Lord. And God, just that they reach and cry out to you. Father, I just pray that each and every one listening, Father, that you bless them in their finances, that you bless their marriages, that you bless their relationships, bless their children, Father, bless their jobs. God, just begin to do an amazing work in each and every one that listens, God, that you reveal yourself to them, maybe in a way that they have never seen or experienced you. Father, I just praise you and I worship you. God, I'm in awe of the things that you have done for me, for my family, for my community. God, I just pray that you just reveal yourself to each and every one out there that is listening today, God, and that you just do a mighty work in them, Father. And Father, I lift your name on high today, and I just love you and praise you. And it's in your sweet name we pray. We all said amen.
Amen, amen and amen. Well, thank you very much, Mitch McLaughlin. There, it's been great to have you here on BPN Radio, and greet Pastor Jan Ivan and Cindy Oden and all the people there at that great church, Family Life Church, there in Altus, Oklahoma. I'm thankful what God is doing in the church, the city of Altus, and Altus High. So keep going for it, and thank you for being on the broadcast today. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, and you get an opportunity, come see us.
Hey, that sounds great. Okay, sure love you.
All right, love you too, Dale.
Bye-bye.
Tell Jingwood said hi.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, and trust that you enjoyed my interview with Mitch McLaughlin, part of the high school football team there. And the athletic trainer there at Altus High School in Altus, Oklahoma. And my God is doing great things in small places, big things in small places. And I'm so thankful that he is at work. What an encouraging testimony that is. And wow, that story, I'm sure that story is going to be told for many years to come. So, I'm grateful and thankful for what God is doing in this nation.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lake
lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Here on the bank I stand, in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now. I'm running to the water now. I'm running to the water.